What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the second best baby blues in all of San Francisco, Mr. Tim Geddes.
That's him, host.
Tim, I'm loving the color coordination of it. You're taking it to the next level.
Like, at some point, it's not color coordination. It's just I woke up. You know what I mean?
And it's
not,
just
like, not in the Beyonce way of I woke up like this. It's just I've lived my life one way for so long that no one is surprised.
I understand that completely. Of course, alongside him is the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Nick, I'm missing my blue light glasses, and there's so much blue light in this room, I can already kind of feel it entering my pores and my eyeballs, and I cannot find them. I don't know where they are. I don't know what to do.
My glasses.
Well, while Andy looks at that, I'm going to introduce our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful guest today. She is the former host of IGN's Daily Fix. We used to work with her all the time, and just dropped a new album on Spotify entitled Plaything. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Naomi Kyle.
Hi.
Yay.
I'm here.
Yay. So excited. Finally. I know. It's awesome that I want to talk to you all about this album stuff, of course. Before I do that, though, I do want to tell everyone that this is the Kind of Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around these mics just to shoot the shit. Of course, if you want to support this show, you may do so by subscribing to our channel. Or if you want to be extra cool, and I know you do, you can head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and throw us a few bucks. What do you get over there? That's right, Tim. You get all of our shows ad-free. You can ask us some questions that we may or may not answer live on the show today about cell phones. And you get to be a part of our exclusive Patreon-only post show. And shout out to our patrons, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, and something called the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. Which I don't even know anything about.
Better rules.
It scares me, but that's freaking awesome that you guys did that over there. Huh. All right, that's all the rigmarole. Now we can actually hang out and talk.
Oh, I like how you had the breath of like, whew, now that the hard work's out of the way.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, obviously, Greg is a better host than me in every single way. He's taller. He's faster in the UK. And he does all, but he spaces it out. I get anxiety to do that, right? He waits for the time to space it out where he's like, I'm going to plug it in here and here and here. I just like to get it all done, get my homework done on Friday night so I can just party on Saturday night.
It's one of those things like, let me go walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes. Then I can eat a lot of pizza tonight. Like one of those sort of things. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's get to the pizza. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I got to the pizza all weekend last weekend. And now I'm like, do you ever have one of those moments where you look over at your scale and you're like, I am terrified. I am terrified to step foot on that.
I choose not to look.
I'm thinking about actually just throwing my scale out. I'm just like, I don't need it. I think the common problem here is that the scale keeps telling me a number that I don't like.
Exactly.
So like, if I throw that fucking thing out,
it's all PC dream.
Exactly. And the reason I'm talking about this, I have a physical tomorrow and I'm dreading this. We can get into that later, but I'm like, I've been so I've been trying to be so healthy. This is the dumbest possible thing, right? Because I'm doing blood work, right? Naomi, I'm 41 years old. I know we share the same birthday, but you're about 20 years younger than I am. So when you hit 40, you got to do stuff like blood work, and you got to be like, hey, do you have, you know, high cholesterol, blood pressure, all that stuff. And so I'm like a month ago, I'm like, I'm gonna eat healthy. I'm gonna surprise my doctor, right? I got this thing in September. I'm going to go and I'm going to knock this blood work out of the park. What do I do all last weekend? I ate chocolate chip cookies for breakfast and pizza for dinner. And I'm terrified of what my doctor's going to say.
We'll never know.
The reality of this is, though, Nick, it's like there's no situation in which, no matter how clean you are, you do this, the doctor's like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
You would think so. You would think that. But two physicals ago, my doctor, like, he was like, you're 40, right? Maybe it was like around 40, 39, right? He's like, you're hitting 40, right? And a lot of people, when they hit 40, like a lot of guys, kind of just go, I'm 40, I'm going to let myself go now. That's what's going to happen. And my doctor was like, hey, you're pretty good weight for your age and like your height and like, you know.
You could be taller, but.
You could be a little taller. I always feel a little taller, you know. But he was like, you know what, you're actually a pretty good weight and your cholesterol and your blood pressure and all that stuff is actually good. And he's like, you know, thank you for staying healthy. Like it's nice to see someone, because a lot of people just don't do that. And that stuck with me. I was like, now I don't want to let my doctor down. My dentist can go fuck themselves. I don't care about, you know what I mean? Like, she's if I can be real, I'm never gonna floss. I'm just never gonna floss. It's not gonna happen.
Come on, you got to. You got to.
Wait, have you started being honest with them? Because last time I went to the dentist, they were like, "So are you flossing regularly?" And I was like, "You know what? I'm not. I pass out a lot of times. So like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm not, and I don't know that. I don't think that I'm gonna start."
You mean you pass out before you go to bed?
The first human being in history to ever be honest with the dentist and just say no.
Yeah, and he's like, just do it every once in a while around your wisdom teeth that's poking out. Like, that's the real problematic. I'm flossing right now, guys, just so you know.
Oh, my God.
Big fan of these.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that gets in
there. I was going to say, yeah.
Nemi, are these things you use here? What are these things?
Yeah, anything like that or just the easy throwaway. Like, it doesn't matter that it's bad for the environment. Just, you know.
Just throw away.
Just throw them away, and they're easy. Like, I don't like having to pull out the string and thing. That's what gets me. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to take the easiest solution to make sure I freaking floss every day.
The problem with the strings is that, like, I no matter what, anytime I've used the strings, I injure myself. And it's not the worst injury in the world, but I always tie it too tight around my fingers.
Yeah,
I march for the rest of the day. And it's like, because Andy, you can't wrap something around your finger and not do it too hard. You know what I mean? It's kind of like having
glue good
when you're a little kid. Good. Yeah, you're like, it's like smelling gasoline. Like you're in it for the thrill.
I pictured like Gia walking into the restroom like, Tim, are you okay? And like she busts through the door and you're like somehow like chained to something.
No, he's like, it's like around his neck. She's like, how did you get it around your neck?
And I told you I get injured.
Wait, you know, Naomi, you brought up right now that like the eco-friendliness or lack of there, because I use these plastic ones and you're right. I'm not recycling them, but like I looked into them. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Because I think that in the future, this is what I'm going to start buying. It's all broken.
Oh, they're
there.
Like wooden.
But yeah, wooden ones. They got like cardboard ones.
I think
I'm going to switch over. I think I can
do
this.
That's probably way better for the environment. And they probably do the same thing. Because it's a one use only. You don't need it to be like, you know, it's like.
You should not be multi-using floss picks. I'm just putting that out there.
No, well, definitely. I don't
know. Sometimes you set it down on your desk. Next day you see it and you're like, you know what? It's not that gross.
A couple more.
I'll go one more time. Yeah.
I don't know.
Naomi's right. Throw it away, guys.
My thing is, and people in the live chat right now, a lot of the patrons that are watching right now, hey, you can be one of them if you go to patreon.com. It's kind of funny. It's saying just floss.
Yeah.
Daniel Hutter 7 says just floss. It's so easy. I know it's easy. I don't know why I don't floss. It's just that last thing, Andy. Because I brush my teeth like 3 times a day. So that last time I'm like, and I have one of the electric toothbrushes that like tells me, like massages the gums and tells you like when you're like, it's the dumbest thing. It's so easy. It buzzes all the stuff. And then I go, I'm done.
There's everything 2 minutes. You.
And then it's like, where's the electric flosser? Where's the thing I can just open my mouth and it just goes into my mouth and goes like this. And
that's all I need.
That would be incredible.
Get on it, somebody.
Naomi, do you frequent TikTok?
Yeah, actually. Well, more reels these days.
Oh, okay, got it. Because TikTok has
come back to the light side.
TikTok, I feel like, has kind of taught me a lot of things that I didn't know prior. And one of the things is something that I've started doing in the last several months of not spitting out your toothpaste when you're done brushing your teeth.
What do you swallow?
Yes, you drink the whole fucking thing. Yeah. No. So my toothbrushing process has at least tripled in time, but I feel so good about myself when I'm doing it. So here's what I do. I use two toothpastes. First one, I use the Sensodyne. And it's a Sensodyne that's really, really good for my sensitive teeth. And what I do is I'll do a little Sensodyne, and then I'll do the teeth picking, and I'll do all that stuff, like the flossing or whatever. Gargle, spit that shit out, right? And that's one go around. And then I get my other toothpaste. And Tim, this is the really good one. This is the one that's like, it'll help whiten your teeth and something like if you've been smoking for the last 40 years, which I haven't, but I drink energy drinks, so it's almost the same thing. And if you brush your teeth with this toothpaste, it's supposed to, I don't know how many shades of white it says it's better. How do you even measure that? I'm not even sure, but I trust the labeling. And then you end it with that toothpaste. But I've already kind of brushed the whole entirety of my teeth by this point. This one, I'm just kind of saving for the shiners. Yeah, the ones that are front facing to the camera, Naomi, the ones that I'm putting in the front of the line that I'm most proud of. I use the whitening toothpaste on that, and you're not supposed to rinse your mouth out, Nick. You're just supposed to brush your teeth and then spit out as much as you can.
But don't
you're
drink supposed water.
to Yeah, you're not supposed to rinse with water. You want the toothpaste to work. You want it to sit in your mouth.
No.
What do you mean? No.
I'm not doing it. This is Kevin put this on the list. Okay. Fucking Pluto is a planet. Dinosaurs don't have feathers, and you rinse out after you've done your teeth. You spit this shit out and you rinse out.
No,
I don't want the mint. It burns. It burns my gums.
It you feel kind of good though.
I don't like it. It's probably a bad sign of it. You gotta because it's burning too hard.
All right. Man. What do you do about mouth? Do you use mouthwash?
I do use mouthwash.
And you rinse with water after using mouthwash?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
Oh, that's
well,
weird.
Mostly because you keep it in there. What do you do?
Well, no, you spit it out, but you don't like rinse it after with water.
Yeah. You don't want rinsing your mouth with the water.
Because water's also got germs and stuff.
Serious question here. Is mouthwash, like, that's real? Like, should we be using mouthwash? Because I've always thought of mouthwash and cologne. Like, I use mouthwash when I'm going to the dentist. You know what I mean? Like, when I know someone's going to be in there.
I floss when I go to the dentist.
I'll tell you one thing right now. So Andy brought up, I'm really glad we're talking about the serious issues here. Because Andy brought up toothpaste. And the Crest with Scope, this is the weirdest thing ever, right? This is the toothpaste.
You better be fucking careful with your words right now.
I fucking love the Crest with Scope.
Okay, thank you.
But
thank you.
Here's what I'm going to say, Tim.
Here's what I'm going to say.
This is a weird thing that I noticed, right? The big tube of Crest with Scope doesn't taste as good as the travel size Crest with Scope.
Wow.
It's fucking weird.
You don't care about the environment at all, you sick fuck.
No, you have to, when you travel on airplanes and stuff, you have to have
I thought you were going to reveal you exclusive use travel size.
No. Here in the apartment, obviously, when we're here, we have the big dog because I don't work here. I'm not out there fucking taking, like, you savages, just using the floss pick once, throwing it at baby seals or whatever the heck you're doing. I'm here for the environment. Andy's got five. He's like, I got five toothpastes that I'm using at any given time all the time.
It's completely weird. Each tooth gets a different paste.
You're acting like I go through them every 2 weeks or something like that. They last fucking forever because I'm using that. The problem that you're mentioning, and I'm just going to this, we don't have to switch topics. I love where we're at right now, everybody. We don't have to switch. But you mentioning how it tastes better in the small pack. I mean, that's the same problem I have with Goldfish crackers, Nick. The ones in the bags way saltier than the ones in the bags that are like re-zippable, way saltier and have a different flavor profile than the ones in the regular bags. It's a weird sort of phenomenon.
I'm on the other side of the thing with Nick. I get what you're saying. They do taste different, but I prefer the big one because you get more of, like, cause you know, it kind of has that dual flavoring going on.
You get
more of that green one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, I think it's good one.
You get more of the Scope.
The sweet one. Yeah,
which I want the Scope. Crest could go fucking die, but you need it to like be clean and all that. I get that. But it's like, I want more Scope. Exactly. But with Nick, I get it. Cause the travel one, you're getting like a thinner bit. You're still putting a lot on, but I feel like you're still not getting that consistency. It's like eating a burrito and we take a bite and there's like a lot of guac in one of those bites.
Yeah. And you're like, that could have been spread around. That could have been spread around.
It could have been spread around. But when it comes to toothpaste,
I
want more Scope.
Naomi, what are your feelings on water picks? The one, it like shoots
water.
Really fast water.
It's like
you.
A floss, yeah.
Yeah.
Like what they use at the dentist, but for home.
Yeah. But it's like
a rinser.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on it? Are you thinking of upgrading to that? Because it's something I've been considering.
I don't know if it's as effective. I'd have to do some research. I think I mostly just floss. And, you know, Nick and actually you guys have a good solution for making sure that you floss. You just have to tailor it and like attach it to another habit that you do. I know you brush your teeth all the time and that's just like not going to happen. But if you like, you're sitting in bed and you're watching a show or something, like attach it to that show.
It's floss time.
Yeah.
Anytime a character on TV says the word
floss time
up, you have to floss.
And then honestly,
you just make that a new thing.
This is a great idea because there's two things I need to do more. I'm well aware. Everything else, Kevin, I'm perfect. These are my only two small flaws. Mm-hmm. And honestly, they're kind of endearing. You know, it's like the flower guy's like got a little scar. You're like, oh, this cute. He's adorable.
If you want, I can give you a couple more. You write
No. These are good ones.
We got some suggestions.
Okay, we'll get there.
I need to floss more and I need to stretch more. So I've been trying to incorporate stretching into like my, like, so when I'm watching TV or like I'm playing a game or whatever, stretch a little bit. it's harder when you're playing the game, obviously. But like at night, that's my routine now. Is I come back here, I'll watch something on YouTube, and I'll stretch while I'm doing it. So maybe after that, I'll
or during, like you have a little bowl of those one-time use floss sticks, and you see the bowl, and it. You're stretching. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna stretch and floss.
This is not doing
one.
Idea.
Both floss right, solved in one fell swoop.
Now, I'll tell you what,
perfect human being.
This is how dedicated I am to it. I got this the other day as a present because I've been wanting one. Got one of these Theraguns, so I'm going to
stretch my shit up with that. Oh, you're going to want to stretch all the time with that.
I hope so. Yeah. Because the thing I like about the Theragun is it combines sort of like the power of like the drill. You know what I mean? Like the cordless drill. Kind of,
yeah.
Like the, right there. With healthfulness. And I sure. I'm looking forward to it. I'll let you know how it goes. Really Tim, if you want me to come over, Kevin has one too.
I have
get one of your butts.
Yeah, I have one. Both of them. I want to let you know that like, there's nothing that turns me into a small boy more than something like than a drill that can't hurt me. Yeah. But then it's like whenever you have these type of things, there's that challenge. It goes back to the floss, Andy, where I'm like, now I have this thing and I know it can't hurt me, but I'm like, but I want to push the limits. Can I make it hurt me?
Yeah. What's wrong with me? It certainly can hurt you. Just a heads up.
That shit goes fucking fast, man.
Yeah, oh no, it can.
I've never used the third setting.
And it feels on your jaw, right? It
feels really good.
I can't.
It's probably bad for you.
It helps with massaging my muscles.
Do you clench your jaw sometimes?
I think I might. Yeah. I also just have like a very pronounced jaw. So.
Well, it's a great jaw. We've all talked about that. We all have great jaws on this channel. We don't let anyone on this show unless they've got great jaws. I got the Theragun. I was like, okay, my legs are tight. And this is how much of a child I am with this stuff. My wife was like, we got you the Theragun now. You got to use it. I was like, yeah. I was like, my knee hurts. She goes, cool. Don't put it on the back of your knee. Like, don't put it on your knee itself. And I'm like, that sounds like an important safety tip. They should put that on the box. Right, Andy? Like, don't swallow the bleach. Don't put it on the back of your knee. I digress. Let's see. I think it was Raleigh in the chat was saying, does anyone mess around with teeth whitening?
No,
but I did for a while.
I see so many ads about it, the little UV light mouthpieces that you put on, and I'm too scared to try them out because I like, what if there's irreparable damage? And I know a lot of people have tried them out. I could just look at reviews, but then I'd have to trust the internet, and that
definitely doesn't help, Andy. If you have sensitive teeth, like that's gonna make it worse.
Oh yeah, I have really have sensitive teeth.
Yeah, but also kudos to you. Just want to put it out there. You do the perfect combo of like brushing, then flossing, then brushing. Like smushing it into a sandwich of like habit is the way.
Thank
to
you.
Go.
I'm glad I can get praise finally.
Yeah, okay. You just like know. I
mean, here's
you
the
just
thing,
automatically
though,
do it.
I want to say that I am a pro when it comes to brushing your teeth, specifically because I have read the ad read for Quip approximately 3,000 times. Yeah. So it's like I've seen it all. I've seen every variation of it, and I'm pretty sure that at some point you're brushing too much. Like, you're only supposed to brush for that 2 minutes. If you're getting into 4 minute territory,
too much.
That might be like getting away some of the enamel that you need on your side.
Enamel,
dude,
enamel is I don't think that's the case.
The Quip toothbrush changed the game for me.
Quip toothbrush.
They're mechanical toothbrushes. They used to sponsor our show all the time. They sent us some free ones. And I was like, oh, I'll give this a shot. And at first I was like, I clearly, Andy. I've been brushing my teeth for at least 30 years on this planet at this point, maybe 35, depending on when they started doing these ad reads for us. Clearly, I know how to brush my teeth, and it turned out I did not. I did not know.
You were doing for 20 seconds, max.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
I was doing a once-over, basically like when you go and you're like your car is wet from the rain, and you just kind of like brush a little bit of the water off of the windshield. You're like, it's good enough.
A little car wash, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Man, mechanical toothbrushes have changed my life. I actually enjoy brushing my teeth now because it's like a little baby massage for your gums and your teeth. It's really nice.
Yeah, gotta agree with that.
Evan's been wanting to interject for the last 30 minutes.
Go for it.
Sorry, guys. I saw this while exploring the internet, and like I kind of want to buy it. Water pick. But it's also
and a toothbrush.
But it also has the toothbrush attachment on top.
That's really nice looking.
Right? And then it also comes with all these attachments.
How much are we talking?
I don't know. I didn't look at the price, Andy. I didn't want to bring it up and then, you know.
I've never seen a water pick, and I've never really understood what it was. I've heard about it, and I've heard, like, its use. But, like, it kind of sounds like what we were describing earlier of kneading.
It's basically like a high-powered little tiny stream that flosses your teeth for you without having to use the actual string.
I'm a little scared
of that, because it hurts so good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I do like the string.
Here's the thing, though. Like, you know, have you ever been in a shower and like way that the the way the shower is hitting it. You it's can like up. Either be too much or like make your lips feel sensitive or like weird shit like that. Like, I feel like that might be one of those things where it's like if this water stream is shooting at you to your gums, like you're gonna feel a little sensitive.
I think of it more like a bidet, where the first time you use it, you're like, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel natural at all. But then by the third time, you're like, how do us dumb shit Americans not have bidets everywhere we go? I don't understand it. And I think it would be the same thing. Tickles a little bit, and you're like, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my main problem with the water pick is that I just love the physicality of, because I just don't trust that it's going to get all of the grit and grime out of there. Because I eat a lot of Skinny Pop popcorn. I'm getting kernels stuck everywhere.
Oh, that's the worst.
You
ever find a kernel like a week later? Like, I haven't had popcorn in a week.
No, I never have.
Okay, neither have I. Never mind.
I guess I just like the physicality of it. And I used to do those little tiny ones that we were mentioning earlier, the little flossing things with the little string on it. And a couple of them were way too sharp. And then I went for the sensitive ones, and they're way too soft.
Too lame.
And these little things are breaking off before they're even entering the gap, before they're shooting the gap. And I'm just like, get out of here. Like, I'm stronger than this. I'm not this. Like, I need an in-between. Let's find an in-between.
Is there a medium softness? Yeah. That's always what you got to start with. You never soft go too soft, never go too hard. Mm-hmm. Segwaying over. Before we get too far along with the 30 minutes of talking about how we floss our gums.
And shout out to total teeth brushing experts, by the way.
Exactly.
Shout out to the people in the live chat who are having a nice discourse about how often, what types of brushes, and when to use Listerine when brushing.
It's relatable, dude.
Remember when the
Listerine strips came out in that weird little packet? Oh, like, dude, that was a moment in time, man. Or they're always like, hey, never use more than 3 in a day. And it's just like, okay, that means 5.
Shit, I'm putting 5 in my mouth right now before we go out.
It was like, ever use Banaca? I was gonna say it's Listerine strips and it's the sour Altoid.
Oh yeah.
Just cut your mouth up.
The tangerine ones.
Tangerine
Altoids, like at this image. Like those two products were just popping off at the same time, I feel. Like every cool person had those. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I might be making this up, but I'm pretty sure I was with one of you guys at a place one time that had a drink, a cocktail that was called Listerine. Like it tasted like Listerine. Have you guys ever had this?
No, but I'm kind of into it. Kind of, right? Nasty in a good way.
Like when you, but real talk, it's just the five of us right here. There's only maybe another 100 people watching.
Mm-hmm.
When you taste Listerine, aren't you kind of like, I kind of want to swallow this?
No, never have.
Okay, never mind. Me neither.
I'm with you, Nick. I get nasty when it comes to mint. There's something about mint that, like, it works for me.
Oh my God, Kevin! Yes, these tangerine Altoids. I remember. Do they still sell these?
No, they've been long gone. They've been long gone, Nick. But look, if 3D Doritos come back, so can these, right? The thing that I worry about with mouthwash is I've heard that it does too effective of a job, and it kills germs in your mouth that sometimes. Yeah, it kills bacteria that are kind of essential in helping protect you from sicknesses and stuff like that.
Yeah, I counter it with they have probiac toothbrushes, toothpastes right now. And,
no, wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
You just blew it in mind.
Yeah, I don't know who makes it. I forget. It might be Tom's or something. But apparently that's really good because it does the same thing where it puts good bacteria that can fight off the bad bacteria in your mouth.
Wow. Holy cow. Science is crazy.
We talked a little bit about tooth whitening. You know me, I do want to talk about your album in a sec.
I know.
So we'll keep that in there. Sorry about that. We talked about tooth whitening, but where does everyone come down on instead of tooth whitening, going the opposite direction and just going to Starbucks 5 times a day?
Somehow I find the time to do that. So
okay, me too. That, I like tooth darkening. It's like a tooth browning procedure. Dumb joke.
Bring
not
back
worth the
yellow
time.
Teeth, you guys.
Yeah. You ever watch 80s movies and you're like, and people, you can see the smokers ring that they used to smoke before anyone whitened their teeth, and they were all disgusting. Everyone just didn't. Nobody gave a shit until the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, there's a teeth whitening filter on TikTok or Instagram, Nick.
Yeah.
That I would love to go back and just sort of see how effective it could be, because this, like, it'll make you feel terrible about your teeth no matter how white they are. It's this thing where, like, if your mouth is closed, Nick, you'll kind of see shades of it. And if you open your mouth, depending on the lighting in the room, it may not capture your teeth perfectly, but it'll just make them look straight up white. And it's really off-putting, especially when you turn it off. It just feels bad. It feels terrible, you know?
Andy, I have enough trouble looking at pictures of me from 5 years ago and seeing how much better my skin looked and how much whiter my teeth were. I don't need a filter to tell me that I'm falling apart. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited to ask you, Naomi, to segue over to this album that you've dropped the other yesterday on Twitter, or 2 days ago
EP.
On Twitter, I saw you. EP.
Extended
EP.
Play. Not an extended album play. Yet.
I don't know anything about music at all. That's what we have Tim for. All I know is I saw you tweeting about this. I fired it up. I was like, oh, Naomi came out with a song. It is not a song. It is five songs, which I guess five is what songs. The EP comes into.
Mm-hmm. 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Yeah.
How did I've listened twice.
How did this come about? Where did this come from?
Oh, my gosh. Well, a lot of those songs are very old, like 5 years old. So it's been a long process, but I think I always had, you know, I come from having gone to college for music. So I was studying classical and jazz vocals in college for like a year. And then I switched because I was not good in theory or ear training, which is like something you're supposed to know, especially at the college level. And I just never had
ear training. What does that mean?
Like hearing a note and knowing what the note is.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do that either.
Or like hearing the chords. Yeah. I was never good at it and didn't have a lot of private lessons when I was a kid. And my school didn't have any music lessons. So I was very like going in super green and I barely passed the exams to get into the program and stuff. So I was like, you know, I'm going to switch to film and figure out a way to make money that way. And singing will just be like a side thing. And so, you know, I've always been interested in music and I know like Brian and Damon make music at IGN too. And, you know, I started even before I moved to the States, I was like in a little crew of like these up and come or like want, they wanted to become like, producers, like music producers. And, I was like hanging out with them for a bit. I even like went on a Canadian side of the tour for, Akon. Like I was,
oh my God.
Yeah. It was like back in the day.
It wasn't lonely then.
Yeah. And we were like touring the prairies of Canada. But it was an experimental time. And I did a couple songs back then. And I remember they were like coming out with an algorithm for like how to find hits. And it was like this whole presentation. And at one point they like used Lady Gaga's music as an example. And apparently some of the people had worked with her. And this was like before Lady Gaga was even as big as she is now. And so I was doing a couple songs and I never like published any of them, but I would always like go to these people, like it was like two different guys and like one girl who was like producing music out of their home. And I would go there and like, they would put tracks together for me and I would sing on it. And I had no like vocal confidence at all. Like I would do good in my classes and in college, but I wasn't into my voice yet. And then over the years, I guess going freelance and not having to do IGN 24/7, I was like, well, I have all this time now and I love singing. And I always like have these dreams of like putting together different songs and I want to try different styles of music. And, I have a friend who's from my college days. His name's Marc Bellin, from Montreal. And he was so good at ear training and like was super into jazz. That was his thing. He was like a jazz drummer. And I hit him up one day and I'm like, hey, like, I heard you're doing like some producing stuff. Like, can I hear some of your music? And he sent me a bunch of tracks and I'm like, okay, cool. Would you be down to like try one of these tracks I made on GarageBand and like put it together and make it sound really cool? And he's like, yeah. And that one was for Castle. Castle was the first one he worked on. And he came back with Castle, like, what is Castle now? And I was like, whoa, this is like beyond, I could have never done this type of job that he did on it. Like his musical ability is just mind blowing. And I was like, okay, do you want to do another one? And we just kind of worked on that. And this was like, God, I was still in San Francisco when we started with Castle. And
oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask. I was wondering, like you said, the songs are 5 years old.
Yeah, they're
old. You wrote
old.
Them 5 years old? Or
some
you
of them are,
kind
are
of
5 years old. Yeah.
Got it.
So,
that's so
the
cool,
most
though.
The most recent one I did, Keres, which is a cover, so I didn't write that one.
It's a French one?
It's a French one, yeah. It's from...
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, so that dope. One's... I was like, I gotta do a French one. I'm from Quebec. Yeah, like, Celine Dion, you know? Gotta do some representation, like, representing my home province. And... So that with Caress and Up and Down are the ones I did like the last year and a half. And And Up Down was another production from Mark where I co-wrote with another girl named Emily, another singer. She wrote kind of like the chorus and a couple of the starting lyrics. And then I finished the lyrics for the rest of the song.
And that one samples Zelda.
Yeah. So that was cool. I was like, can we do something that's like just from the Zelda universe, but I don't want to do anything that's going to be too obviously front. Like, you know, some people take, you know, riffs from it's so clearly that song, but I'm like just a little bit. So it's very subtle. And he came back with that and I was like, okay, perfect. This is, yes, I want this song on the EP for sure. And so there's Up Down. He worked on Castle and Keres. And that's his side of stuff. But actually, for the first time and Hideaway, I did entirely myself. And this was back when I lived in San Francisco with Kyle, and we were living behind IGN. And I was using GarageBand on my Mac, and so a lot of the that's like one of the reasons why for the first time is copyright claimed or something on YouTube, because I guess one of the samples from Apple is copyrighted. But I was using the GarageBand platform and I was pulling together these songs and I just did like, what did I do? I did For the First Time and another song, which isn't on the EP, like in one night. And then the next day I came back and I did, I had done Castle on my Mac. This was before I gave the version that is, you'll never hear that version because it's just GarageBand and like really old sounding. But I wrote entirely the words for Castle and the music. And Mark just reworked it and added his own like samples to it. But yeah, it's just been a mix of like me doing my own thing on GarageBand, him kind of pulling from the songs that he thinks he can rework and really make shine. And then, and then now I have an EP. So, awesome. Yeah. And I've been connecting with people here ever since releasing that. People have hit me up and wanting to do like more songs so I could eventually come out with an album. And, yeah, it's just something I've always loved doing. And I guess I have some sort of musical ability when it comes to like putting together songs and writing lyrics. And I'm barely good at playing my guitar back there, by the way. I'm not like any sort of talented musician.
I mean, we're very used to people on this podcast being barely able to play guitar.
Yeah.
It's real sad, actually.
No, Naomi, what's awesome about this, what's so funny is a couple days ago when you dropped it, me and Gio were having lunch and I saw it. I was like, oh shit, Naomi just dropped an EP. And Gio was like, oh man, you always said that she had the voice of an angel. And I was like, that's a weird thing for you to say. Like, what? Like, where the fuck did that come from? And she's like, no, you legitimately said that to me. Like, one of the first things you ever said about Naomi to me was that she has the voice of an angel. And I was like, trying to think.
How do you remember that?
And then I was like, first off, that must have like stuck with her, just like that
clearly did.
Right. Yeah. And I was like thinking about it. And I was just, no, because here's the thing. Like, I would have said that, but it's a weird thing that I would have said it to you. Doesn't matter. But it reminded me of why I said it. And it was because back at IGN, there was one day before the Daily Fix, early on in you being at IGN, where you were singing the song from the Mannequin soundtrack.
Oh my God.
And we will build this thing together.
That's it.
Throwback.
And you were saying, I was like, damn, Naomi, you can fucking sing. Like, you were killing it. Like, fucking killing it.
And I do not remember this.
I've always been into this stuff. And you were talking about how you used to work at the record store and like all that stuff. And like, me and Finnegan were like mind blown, where it's just like, what the fuck? There's this talent here next to us that we didn't even know. And I remember we were trying to get you to sing for the Avengers boy band. But then like there were so many like things that didn't happen or changed or whatever. And it was a boy band. So it was kind of weird. But the whole thing there was so funny that I totally forgot about all of that until Gia was like, you said she had the voice of an angel, which, hey, you put it down an EP.
I guess
so
you killed it. You're on the nose with that. Yeah. I totally don't remember ever doing that, ever singing in front of you guys.
If it's any consolation, I sung a lot in the studio and it had the opposite effect on Tim and Finnegan.
They You're like, shut up, Nick.
Shut up, Nick. Mostly because I always sing the same song from the 80s. So do you think, so your plan, is there a plan to do more of these right now? Do you have more tracks that you're working on eventually, or like?
I have a ton of tracks that I've done on my own, but I don't know if they're like ready yet. So I would probably say, yeah, I want to go full blown, you know, like if it comes down to like, you know, you know, I've been connecting with people, so I don't know. This is all very early stages right now. But if anything happens where, you know, I could create a whole album, it would be cool to, like, you know, see if I could perform them or do something.
Okay, so that was like, my next question.
Further down the line with this.
So further down the line, like, long-term plan, get the album together or get the songs together that you feel confident about that you could do a good set with.
A solid then, 10, you know.
Well, no, she had a solid 10. Is that always, does it have to be 10? Is that how it works in the music world?
Usually for an album.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 tracks. I thought you meant 10 minutes. I was like, that's got to be more life points than that. Sorry. Because in the state of comedy world, 10's pretty standard. It's like 8 to 10, 10 to 15. Everything goes in those, it doesn't matter. You guys don't care.
I know the word you're thinking of. In those
increments, basically.
There we go.
Those are the moments, like, for context, I try to relate, but this is not the same. But, like, you know, 10 minutes is what you need to do. 15 minutes is what you need to do to get past at a club. And then 25 is a feature. And then an hour is a headliner. That's kind of how that usually works. But so dialing it back to music, do you have designs on getting out on the road and actually taking this and, like, performing it live?
Not right now. No. I kind of wanted to see what this EP would do because so like I said, I held on to these songs for 5 years. So I was like release it because I was too shy. I'll tell you a story. The first person to have ever heard any of my music that I was doing on my own, besides Mark, was Brian Altano. Mm-hmm. And one day I emailed him this, I think it was Castle or Hideaway, one of the two. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, this is so good. And he was just responding in an email and being very, like, encouraging. And I'm like, oh, you really like this? Like, can I send you more just to hear your thoughts? I sent him a bunch of songs and then he never responded. And so I was like, oh, he hates this. Like, this is horrible. Like, I just had so much, I didn't have any confidence when it came to my musical ability and, like, the music I was making. I was like, is this good? Like, I don't know. Like, I like it, but I don't, you know. I wrote this while drinking wine at my house, like, on my own, just listening to music. Yeah. And so after that happened, I was like, okay, maybe I just keep working on this a bit. And started listening, like, letting my friends in on it, like my friend Monica in Canada. And she was like, this is legit good. Like, you could put this on the radio. And I'm like, really? And then, of course, Kyle was super encouraging. He's like, no, your music's awesome. You need to put it out there. So, like, one of these the thing with this EP was, like, I need to just get it out there and see what happens. So no, I don't have any plans for, like, going on tour or anything like that. I would have to figure out where to start with that, but it would be very cool if it led to that. I'm not opposed to it. I think when you try something and you put yourself in the arena, why not go 110% and do the whole thing and see where it goes? Cause it's kind of like, you know, don't turn down any roles in acting. Same thing. Like, you just want to go where whatever kind of passion, whatever drives you, like, go with that, you know?
So I want to Tim Gettys this a little bit then. Let's take that energy and let's take that 110%. Let's bring it to 1,000. Who do you want to be on a song with?
Ooh.
Before you answer that question, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, do it.
To talk about our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Babbel. When you're traveling to a destination where you don't know the language, it can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest of tasks. Tell me that isn't true. You know, there's one time I remember I was in Bali and I was very overwhelmed, not understanding what was going on. And that could have easily been solved if I had Babbel in my life back then. Thankfully, there's Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. Babbel is a travel essential. Greg Miller's been learning a little French here and there so he can better communicate with one Geneviève Saint-Ange Miller. You know what I'm talking about? Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Pretty cool. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. So that's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use promo code MORNING. That's BABBEL.com, code MORNING. Babbel, language for life. Next up, shout out to HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Fall is busy, but HelloFresh recipes save time you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping, so you can get back to what matters. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free free dinners. So many members of Kinda Funny have been loving HelloFresh, including Kevin Coelho and Paula Coelho. She's a vegetarian. He's not. Guess what? There's options for both. It's great. So much cool stuff. You can go to HelloFresh.com/morning14 and use code morning14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/morning14 and use code morning14 for up to 14 free meals. Very cool. Go check that out now. One more time. HelloFresh.com/morning14 and use code morning14 for up to 14 free meals and free shipping. And finally, shout out to MeUndies. It's fall, y'all. Replace those hydration stations with pumpkin spice lattes and go out of your way to step on crunchy leaves because the coziest time of the year has arrived. I love MeUndies. I'm obviously wearing a MeUndies shirt right now, MeUndies lounge pants, MeUndies undies, and MeUndies socks because that's the type of life that I live. I just love their soft micromodal fabric and I want it all over my body. MeUndies, can you make some bomber jackets? Please, I want them very, very bad. Imagine the softest thing you've ever felt. Now imagine that's the thing on your butt. That is MeUndies. They're designed by the country's top softness scientists to be the softest thing you've ever worn, period. It's so true, I can attest. To get 50% off your first order, free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning to get 15% off and free shipping for first time purchasers. And if you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. MeUndies.com/morning. One more time, MeUndies.com/morning. Okay, we're back.
Perfect. So I had time to think about it. It was more like a second.
Yeah.
My first thought was Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Okay.
The big one.
Shooting for the stars.
Love that.
Love that.
She's great. Yes. And she's the Madonna of our era. And, you know, I think she'd be phenomenal to, yeah, any of those icons, obviously. Yeah, I think definitely Lady Gaga. Dua Lipa is another one who I like the music
fuck
of.
Yeah, dude. Dua Lipa is my fucking favorite person currently doing stuff right now. I love her. Future Nostalgia is my favorite album of the last like 2 years just because it's fucking fun. Any single song on it, I'm just like, this is a certified banger and I can listen to it a million times. Gia is so sick of it because I have every speaker in my house playing it. Like anytime I'm showering, I'm listening to Physical by Dua Lipa. Okay.
It's a good time. And I love her. I love that she did a call out to the Titanic. This is like a weird obsession of mine. When I was a kid, I loved that movie. But she did a music video. I forget what song it was, but I sing it all the time. I should know the words. Hold on. It's coming to me. Nope.
I don't even know what you're talking about. And I know her videos.
Her music video. It's like one of her slower songs. It's about, I'm blanking on it. It's really bothering me that I don't know this, but she did a music video with the Titanic and
We're good.
I was like, she's got one in my books for sure because she's awesome. Oh, it's called We're Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you were saying? Were you saying we're good? Okay.
The name of the song is We're Good.
And the music video.
It's confusing. I have not seen this for a second.
Yeah, it's Titanic.
I was like, I guess Tim wants to move on from this conversation. Like,
No. Sorry.
No. I get it now. Dua Lipa is a slap for sure.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who. I would love to collaborate with anybody when it comes to music.
That's so cool too. Cause you have like your vocals. I actually did not know you could sing. I think I probably knew back in the day, but because every day blends together in my brain as it slowly starts to leave me, I forgot about that. So when I clicked on your first track, and I think the first one on the EP is the one that's in French, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this is really good.
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
The insecurity in me was like, how dare you? You're born on the same day. Why are you so much more talented than me? I don't like
it. We have different talents. You're talented your own way. Like you're way funnier than me and like just have this natural, I don't know.
We don't have to make this about Nick.
Andy, let her go. She wants to talk.
You don't have to make this about Nick. I think what my thought was is like, as somebody who first off, doesn't know you as well as Nick and Tim do. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm trying to like think of parallels of like if anybody came out with music that you did not know did music prior, you're like, what's this going to be like? This is going to be kind of like weird, I bet. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And then you listen, it's like, oh, shit, it's really fucking good. And then now obviously hearing all of your past right now, which is something I just had no idea about it. And I didn't know you studied music or did anything like that. And so like, there is that sort of, when I see you tweet out, I'm like, huh, okay, we'll check this out. I wonder if this is going to be good. It's like, oh, fuck, it's all really good, and all the songs are good, and they all have dope hooks. And it's like, wow, this is really, really goddamn good. And it can be something that I think you'd see on a TikTok video or hear on whatever top 40 Spotify. It is available on TikTok.
The platform I use, like, sent it all to those, like Instagram and stuff. Thank you for saying that, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very good. But wait, so you use a platform for music and it...
DistroKid.
And it sends it all over? That's really cool.
Yeah, it was because I was speaking with somebody. I think this girl named Brianna. Yeah, I think she's the one who told me. She was... she's a manager, actually, of like some K-pop bands. So... maybe there's something there, but I was talking to her and she was like, oh, you're releasing music. I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, I have to figure out how to do it on Spotify and all that stuff. She's like, well, just use DistroKid and it sends it everywhere pretty much. Except SoundCloud.
We use DistroKid back in the day for the Hunter Pettsides video. So you can look on Spotify for Tim Gettys. And there's music.
Artist page, Tim Gettys.
You gotta fucking. It's Tim Gettys, Alexis Kazabalidis, and Hunter Pets.
Heck yeah.
Who, by the way.
Oh my God. I'm adding that to my playlist.
I love it.
Who reached out the other day because they were like, we gotta connect. And Alexis actually invited me. They were going to the Green Day concert last weekend, and unfortunately I wasn't able to attend because I had it was my wedding anniversary and I had my boat show. But man, let me tell you, it was Friday night, we're on the boat, it's warm outside, everyone's a little maybe cocktailed up, we're doing some comedy, and the boat pulls all the way over to Oracle Stadium and it is packed with Green Day. It was a Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and I forget the third band, maybe Weezer.
No? Yeah,
does it sound like Weezer? Yeah. And holy shit, everyone just stopped and we were just like, well, we're going to watch this show now for the next 15 minutes, and then we're going to come back to comedy, because it was just like, light them up, pop, 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 and it was just popping all over the place. I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever to see this from the Bay. Nick, it would have been cool to be there. Yeah.
I actually went to that concert.
I know you did, Kevin. Insane. I fucking know you did. You know why? Because I follow you on Instagram, but I'm also Facebook friends with you. And even though you blocked me on Instagram, I see your posts on Facebook now, and it makes me even more jealous. I
didn't even enjoy it that way.
It's
it was amazing. What? We also got trashed.
Oh yeah. At a Green Day concert. I mean, yeah.
What's crazy about it is that was Kevin's first concert ever.
You're kidding me.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Crazy.
Really?
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. It was magical. At one point, for no reason, over the system, they just played Bohemian Rhapsody. I lost my shit.
That's for you. I
lost my favorite thing about a concert is going to be when they played Queen in between.
Not the
sets.
Band playing.
That's the thing. Weezer blew my mind. They were so good. Everyone else was also great. And, like, you know, it reminded me of my childhood and shit. That was wild. But, like, yeah, Weezer was phenomenal. They were my favorite. I wish they had gone a little bit later because
who was the headliner? Everything was Green Day? Was Green Day the headliner, technically? Who did they go last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy, like, also, I didn't know I had no research. Alexis hit me up and it was like, hey, we have a private booth. Do you want to come? It's Weezer and Green Day. So that's, you know, the bit when we got there, awesome. They had a giant screen that said Green Day and Weezer. And then once Weezer finished, another screen, like the same poster came up, but this time it had Fall Out Boy in the middle of it. Yeah. And me and Paula were just like, oh, fuck. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was amazing.
Which ones are is Benji Madden in? Which group is
that? That's Good Charlotte. That's Good Charlotte. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Which ones are the Madden brothers?
God, can you imagine that the next video wall goes down? It goes up Good Charlotte.
I'd be like, huh.
That is the I would have
That would have been all over social media.
Yeah.
Good Charlotte's back.
I love it, dude.
It's not necessarily that Nick is asking about Good Charlotte. It's just him shouting out Benji Madden.
You know why? You know why he's on my...
They've
been writing out a lot about Cameron Diaz lately because she's retired and she's married to Benji Madden, which I always thought was such an interesting and unique relationship between the two. But then I always get them confused with who's in what band. Because Good Charlotte now I'm blanking on the other band. What was their... Fall Out Boy, to me, I'm like, I don't know the difference between the two. I'm sure if I heard the songs, I'd be like, I'd be able to point them to.
Fall
in my
Out
brain,
Boy,
they're the same song.
Fall Out Boy was able to adapt and grow and mature and change, whereas Good Charlotte was very much a beautiful but small moment in time.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, both punk rock, right? Like,
I disagree. I think Good Charlotte tried to do the same thing and just didn't do it as good and as commercially as Fall Out Boy did. And I like, because I don't like the new Fall Out Boy stuff, but I'm very much like, I like their old shit. I'm like that guy about Fall Out Boy. But I think Good Charlotte tried to kind of go that dancey route that Fall Out Boy went, like the big band kind of, we're no longer
arena
rock. We're no longer like just power chords. We are now kind of a pop arena band with guitars over it. I think Good Charlotte tried that, but I just don't think it worked out for them. Yeah. Now that being said, Good Charlotte could throw a show and could go on tour, and a lot of people would still go. It wouldn't be an arena show by any means, but a lot of people would still go. People are nostalgic for that shit.
I'm gonna be honest. I would pay good money to see Anthem performed live in 2021.
Yeah,
like that would be hype as shit.
I mean, I was disappointed I couldn't go to the Green Day concert. I've seen Green Day live, and they're fucking great. It was a good concert. Say what you will about Green Day. I don't know if Green Day was diehard fans here, but.
Green Day was dope, and they had a lot of fire involved in that.
They do, dude.
Drunk Kevin really likes fire.
Yeah.
At one point, they pulled out a piano.
You're good.
Sorry. At one point, they pulled a piano, and you know how the lid opens up, like a classical piano? Yeah. That was the lid was opened up, and then just fire fucking shooting off the top of it.
That
was the
coolest thing you've ever said.
They would do that. They would. There's such like everyone should bring it back, like Green Day, Simple Plan, Sum 41.
Oh, Simple Plan, 41. The Kings of Canada. Yeah. Kings of Canada, Simple Plan. Canada.
Yeah. Avril's coming back. They should bring it all back.
Avril is coming back, right? Avril had some health problems, right? And that's why she went away for a while.
Yeah, Lyme disease, man.
Lyme disease, man. You got to watch those ticks.
Everyone's getting it.
That's terrifying. That's why I don't go outside
now.
That and COVID. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching this show live with us right now, it's because you're one of the patrons, and we love you very much. Hey, one of the perks of one of those tiers of patrons is being able to write into the show and ask the salient questions, the pressing questions, the questions that everyone wants to know, just like Tyler Oyen did. He says, "What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. My question is on the topic of phones. I'm on the traditional 2-year upgrade cycle and have no brand loyalty because I like to try out different options. I've had the HTC, Samsung, Google, and this fall I'm planning on getting the iPhone. My question is, what are your rituals of getting a new phone? Also, Tim, should I plan on getting the 13 this year or look at an older but tested model? Thanks, and I love you."
I mean, I'm just going to start there. If you're asking Tim Geddes, you get the newest thing. You are the tester. You are the captain now, okay?
You're the captain now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have the means, no, that's part of the whole fun of the tech is just going out, exploring, figuring out all the new stuff. If there's an option to have beta software, I'm clicking that opt-in. You know what I'm talking about, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. You know, I kind of made that mistake recently, but we won't talk about it.
There's mistakes. Mistakes happen. Like, look, it's going to bite you in the ass sometimes, but that's kind of the thrill of the game, the thrill of the chase. You got to be in the entire thing, you know?
You like to be out there in the night.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that phones are in simultaneously the most and least interesting time period they've ever been, where they're all just good. Like, there's just not really shitty ones where it's like Apple or Android. Like, any phone that you're getting that is like a modern phone, it's going to work, and it's going to work really well, and it's going to do all the things you need it to. So now it's just a matter of how obnoxious you're trying to be and how fresh to death you need to be with that brand new.
Good point.
If I can step in for a moment, because I've got some thoughts. I've got some.
Kevin, you may have the floor.
So I've always been a Pixel man. I stick with Pixels. I usually get the whatever the biggest thing is for many years. It was XL models.
You mean the biggest screen size?
Yeah.
Not the bigger. Okay.
So recently, my 3XL died, and I had to get a new one. And I know there's a new one coming. I like this happened in like May, so I was trying to figure out what to do, maybe a little earlier. And I got the 4A, which is the like cheaper option. It was like $350. Mm-hmm. It did its job great. It's small. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I got used to using it. But Nick, you were saying that in the face, but I was planning on, because I know in August or October we were gonna get a new big bad boy that I said I want to wait for that.
The flagship, so, Kevin.
Their flagship. Thank you. The big bad boy.
Always
the
good flagship. Word.
So, but what ended up happening is, unfortunately, my 4A got dropped. It busted something inside, no longer made connections. Hit up one Greg Miller, and I was like, "Hey, man, any company send you any phones?" And he was like, "I have a Samsung." What?
No, I just like that question.
Like, some company just sent us phones. I have no idea where they came from. Yeah, our lives are truly bizarre. Yep. Where that's the, I don't know how the fuck they got my address. But there's two phones. Two very
I signed you up for a bunch of phones and a couple credit cards.
Thanks, great. So you have and they came. Hold on, I'm gonna get this box.
Yeah, get
the box. This is what I'm gonna say, Kevin. I'm so fascinated by the fact that you got a smaller screen because Andy, you'll remember the time that Kevin had a phone so big he had to put not one but two of those little handle like suction cups things. Yeah,
that was the 3XL. That was a great phone.
Yeah, no, Naomi, it was like walking around with a fucking iPad.
It was right as the phablet stopped being a thing, a standardized thing. Now, here's the thing. I want to bring up, I got, what is the Samsung S20 Ultra 5G. Mm-hmm. All right?
That's the one I bought from my mom. Yeah,
it's a great phone, but yeah, look at this ridiculous
what
box that he got.
What is that? Audio ROG? Listeners, Tim just brought in the fucking Borg cube. I don't know what that
is. So that's an ROG 5.
Oh, is that the Cyberpunk? Oh, that's the Asus Republic of Gamers phone.
Yes,
got
that's it. The Asus Republic.
Whoa.
Open is it a maze? Like, can you see
it? Lights up, guys. That's it lights up. So I guess it's from Snapdragon Elite Gaming.
Okay.
It's Asus.
So it is very heavy.
Yeah, Tim, open up that golden legendary engram and take it to the Destiny 2 guy to find out what loot is inside. This is clearly like some big loot box that you're gonna get right now.
Yeah, this is good. You got a good skin for your AR right
your
here.
Warrior.
Yeah, exactly.
So the gaming phones don't interest me a whole lot because they...
What is the point of a gaming phone? Is it like it just looks like something from the game?
No, the gaming phone is gonna have like a higher than 60 hertz screen, which some phones do anyway nowadays, but these phones will have 120 hertz screen. They are going to have bigger batteries. They're meant for people who legitimately only play PUBG Mobile and Call of Duty Mobile and stuff like that.
Yeah, mobile games.
Yeah, and even I know Riot is coming out with Riot has their League of Legends game on mobile, and they're coming out with a Valorant version on mobile. So, like, mobile gaming is gigantic. It's just something I do not care about at all.
Yeah.
But for Kevin, what's up?
Sorry, go ahead, Andy.
No, I was just going to say, but for Kevin, like, I am kind of curious about your process and whether or not you do plan on upgrading in October when that new Pixel 6 comes out, because I got my eye on it, but every time I get the under version Pixel that still has a headphone jack and still has the fingerprint written in the back, like, I love that shit and I can't let go of it. I use Bluetooth headphones all the time, but I still like having the headphone jack.
You don't even use the stereo in. You don't give a shit, but you need it.
I still like having it because, I mean, I think about the times where I'm on flights and maybe my Bluetooth battery is low, and I will have my wired headphones with me anyway, just in case. And I just can't. I don't know if I can make that leap, Kev.
Is there still a USB-C, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking dongle.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Hold on, if I can finish with the
Kevin has the
Samsung. So I Samsung has some of the best hardware out there, without a doubt. The phone that I have, it's a gorgeous screen. It's a great size. The problem is their software sucks. The operating system, it's bogged. Like everything it does, like there's a couple things that it does a little bit cooler, but Android, like the Pixel line, is just so much more streamlined. And without a doubt, as soon as the 6P or the, what is it called? 6 Pro, I think they're going to call it, comes out, that's what I'm going to get. Because there's just a bunch of issues. Like, I want the Galaxy Fold 3. But
that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And I felt it. I've played around with the 2. And it's nice. But I can't deal with that software. There are rumors that a Pixel Fold will also be coming out, but I don't know if I could wait longer on rumors, you know?
You wear these Fold phones, Nick?
I've seen the Fold phones. They look really, really cool. They give me anxiety. I'll tell you that right now. Anything that's going to unclasp, and I'm like, is there going to be a crease in this thing? I don't understand. I don't like it. My question for Tim is, Tim, when should I segue away from the iPhone X? Is there... Should I not? Or should I keep the iPhone 10?
Well, I mean, you're part of the upgrade program at this point, right? And look, if that's the case, you should be upgrading every year, Nick. Or I want you to throwing away money.
I want you to understand. You know what,
Nick? Keep doing you.
I want you to understand. I've had this case since I got the phone. Mm-hmm. It bleeds on everything. So if I put this down on your table, it will leave a nice rectangle of blue. Great. It looks like this corner looks like a mouse has chewed it. Mm-hmm. You can't see that. And my camera's foggy. So when I take pictures at night, it just looks like my camera has cataracts.
Got it. Naomi, what are you rocking right now?
The 12 Pro. I just checked.
Okay.
Because I did have the 11 for a long time, and a friend of mine was like getting rid of hers, and the 12 Pro, and I think it's great. Yeah, I mean,
I need to get a new one.
I've always used Apple, and I use the battery case. I don't have it on this one, but because I actually don't think the 12 has a battery case yet. Like, they haven't made it.
Really?
The 11 did, and I really love the battery case, especially when I'm traveling or doing stuff on like conventions, you know, where your battery's getting drained.
Oh yeah.
And no, I just got double battery, but I like it.
I'm the master of the when we go to conventions and I miss them so much. I'm always backpack guy.
You're a backpack guy.
I always have the backpack.
But Naomi, it's not just backpack where it's like, oh, Andy put a couple essentials into the backpack. It's AP advanced placement, high school senior, 50 books in the back. The backpack is thicker than him, and every time he turns around, it manages to hit me in the head, despite me being slightly taller than him.
Yeah, I'm knocking into a lot of people. No, it's just,
it's got a small pop 10 in it.
Let me run through the things I like to keep on deck.
What's in your wallet, Andy?
To keep on deck when I have the backpack, because you're mentioning at conventions, you like to be prepared, and I love being prepared at a convention, or even, I don't know, on a trip, maybe we're going wherever the hell we're going. It doesn't really matter. In my backpack, I like to have my vitamins. I like to have vitamin C. I like to have a probiotic of some sort.
Brand vitamin C? Let's get into the real details here.
Ooh, I mean, well, because I'm kind of hipster with my vitamins, and I love those, like, what are those? I forget the name of the brand, but they look like...
I don't even know the brand.
It looks like if Apple or, I don't know, some really hip brand that just wanted to upsell you with like a cool packaging. Like, I'm the sucker who fell for it. So I got to have my vitamins. I also need a little bottle of Aleve. I need some sort of painkiller for the feet, for walking around, for the headaches.
What about some anti-bloating medicine?
Oh, that's a good shout out, because you always get that pizza in the convention. You're going to feel garbage. Well, imagine
that when you're flying.
Yeah.
Really bad for bloating. So it's either you don't eat the whole time, only drink water, or you take bloating medicine when you do eat.
I mean, I guess I always rocked with the Tums. I always got the Tums on me.
Does that help bloating?
I mean, it'll just kind of help my body, I guess. But I do Zyrtec. I got to have Zyrtec.
Not sleeping pills. Do you sleep on the plane?
No. Oh, well, I do, but I don't need sleeping pills at all. I just nod down, a little mask on thing.
I can't fall asleep on planes. Unless I'm medicated.
Oh, got it. And then the other pro thing, the little side pocket, put the extended battery in there. And that's where I'm hooked into my phone. Mm-hmm. And that's where Backpack Man really sort of like elevates to a different level.
Yeah.
Because everybody always Nick is going to talk shit and make fun of me nonstop. Your stupid backpack's in the way. Then when this motherfucker needs some shirt to be held for him or it's like, it's too hot. I don't want to. Andy, can I put my jacket in there? Of course, Backpack Man comes through. Everybody's suddenly jealous of Backpack Man when they need me, you know?
The last time that happened, Andy, if you remember, was that we, because we're a company, so we enjoy each other's successes and each other's failures. So when I was making fun of you for having the backpack, if you remember, and then about midway through the convention, maybe 4 hours in, my battery started to die, and I was like, Andy, can I just walk behind you and plug into your battery?
That's right.
Just like walking behind you, and you're like, you son of a bitch.
I love the iPhone since the last like 2 years ago or so up till now have that magnet stuff for the back, so you can get accessories that are magnets.
Oh yeah.
I got this little guy. That's a battery.
Ooh, that's cool.
Whoa. Oh, that's nice.
Charging, baby.
What? That's really cool.
And I love it. Slim, fits in your pocket, you don't even worry about it.
I had never considered that to be a benefit for wireless charging. Because whenever I get asked about wireless charging, I don't give a shit. I don't need a little pod next to my bed to sit my phone. I'm so perfectly fine plugging it in. I love it. Like, I like having the plug-in actually. But that is a solution that I didn't even consider. That's really smart.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Wow. You're teaching me new things.
Before we go, I want to read you one more thing because this is we've talked a lot about music here. And of course, music requires rhymes. And there's no one better at rhymes on our Patreon than Miscellaneous right now.
That so
I wanted
true.
To leave. I wanted to leave everyone on this post. And we're going to go to our post show in a couple seconds. But before we do that, Miscellaneous writes in the Patreon and says, so this may not be my usual haiku, but I wrote a little rap while listening to the last episode of the podcast and had to stand up for what's right. Wasn't even going to submit this, though, until I realized Nick would hopefully be the one to read it. Anyway, love you guys. Keep up the great work. Hey, KFP crew. Always love the podcast. I had a bone to pick, but I'll try to make it fast. Greg's the only one with sense, and I'm amused, because Flamin' Hot Cheetos only set your mouth ablaze. The classic is just better. Case dismissed. I'd rather have the orange powder on my fingertips. That said, if you want better, I would recommend Cheetos Jalapeno Cheddar.
Oh, nice.
So we're just adding a third entity into this. And look, shout out to Jalapeno Cheddar Cheetos, for sure. But like, they're a gimmick. They're a gimmick at best, Andy. Oh,
shots fired.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like, they're nice. I'm not going to be mad if I'm eating them, but like,
they're lucky they're still being made, Tim, at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're lucky they haven't gone the way of like the cinnamon Cheeto Puffs. When Cheeto Puffs comes out with like their sweet versions, get the hell out of here, Miss Bath. It's just terrible, terrible take. Everybody go listen to Naomi Kyle's Plaything on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere.
Absolutely.
If you don't like it, your significant other will. I promise you.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. That's, take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Naomi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people follow you if they want to keep updated on your music stylings and whatnot?
You can find me pretty much on all social platforms, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Naomi Kyle, the Naomi Kyle on Instagram though. And that's the only thing. I know. And, that's the best place probably.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are going to head into our Patreon-only post show. If you want to get access to that, hey, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us over there. Throw us a couple bucks. If you don't have any bucks to give, no big deal. Hey, you've made it this far. We appreciate you very much. Please subscribe to our channel, like this video, and leave a comment in the comments below letting us know your favorite Cheetos flavor. Mine, whatever leaves me that sweet, sweet, sweet dust that I can just snort into my mouth. Until next time, we love you very much. We'll see you later.